We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. I understand I'm both an LPC and an LMFT. However, this is not intended as a substitute for professional services of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. This is Emma.
Hey, this is Zorik,
host of the Date Podcast, and we have another amazing show for you guys today.
Yes, we do. You hear the audience.
I love the audience.
Yeah, we're talking for you, Emma.
So, Zorik.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever, like when you're in a relationship, ever thought of like, what is appropriate to share versus what's not appropriate to share?
In the beginning, all the time.
Same here with me. So today we're going to be kind of guiding people on like things that we should be open about sharing and things that should stay private.
And when you should share?
Yes.
Sort of?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Cool.
So, hey everyone. Hey. Hey everyone.
That was very like seductive.
Oh, I was trying to be seductive. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave us a review, hopefully a great review. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at hello@datepodcast.com. And of course, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Date Podcast. So now for the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, now for the fun stuff.
I have stuff.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Let's hear it.
So, what's going to happen is...
You're too smart for my tricks.
I am too smart for you now. I've caught onto your ways, and I refuse to fall into your horrible trap. So, a few, like, days ago, JWoww from the Jersey Shore, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Jersey Shore? I love the Jersey Shore
so much. It's a reboot now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So JWoww filed for a divorce to her husband, Roger Matthews, after like 3 years of being married.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was she the wild one?
She was the tall one.
They're all like wild.
She was the tall one. That's how I remember her.
Does it say why?
Yes. So part of the reason why, so apparently there was no cheating involved. So this is Roger Matthews saying this, that like they grew into a repetitive pattern, and it was a repetitive pattern that was not a good one. They are in counseling at the moment, so hopes that it works out. And so a few days ago, they actually, went on like a third anniversary date with each other.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so part of me is really hopeful for them. Only I think a part of it too is because like we started their romance on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And I was rooting for them.
How many couples make it out of that counseling? So let's say they divorce, file for divorce, and then they go to counseling.
That's a good stat that I don't know.
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder too, but I honestly don't know it.
But they've been together for 3 years, so...
Yeah, and they have two kids together.
Maybe they're going in counseling because they want to stay civil with the kids and make it work that way.
Yeah, and sometimes that's what counseling is for, and I think people forget. I think people have an expectation about couples counseling or marriage therapy that you're going to go in and that person, the counselor and therapist, are going to fix it. And a lot of times it's you going to therapy and counseling to figure how to like divorce amicably.
Yeah.
And... It is what it is.
Yeah, and I would need help how to do that because I don't know how to divorce amicably.
Is that too big of a word for you, Zorik?
That's so big. That's like more than six letters.
Amicably. Yeah, that's eight.
Emma and her counting and her math. Okay.
So I was counting on my fingers, so it's very, like, very basic kindergarten stuff.
Very basic.
That's as far as I go. Anyway, so I'm hopeful for them to get back together and kind of work through it if that's kind of what they want to do. And if not, you know, I hope that they are able to work through stuff and get along for the kids' sake. Because I think that we forget about that in a lot of these, like, divorces and separations. Like, when you have kids together, like, it's no longer about you and your significant other or your ex. It's about how can you stay and be a good co-parent to your kids.
Yeah. Never mind that. Is he hot? Like, the ex-husband?
I thought he was.
Oh.
I think he
is. Is she still holding up? I haven't seen this show. Because she's, like, is she 40 now? No.
I don't know.
Probably late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know because it makes all the difference. I'll take a look at it later.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell me.
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
Oh, yes. We're going to talk about, like, awkward thoughts that we should open up about, and then things that, like, should stay private. And this is an article written by Carolyn Stieber.
Correct.
Sure. I think Stieber is correct.
Stieber.
I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. Anyways, so she has, like, six awkward thoughts that we should share. And the first one, which I think is one of your favorites, Zorik. Like, I think you ask this question to everyone that we meet and that comes on our show. So if you ever come on our show, like, be ready to have the answer ready.
Yeah.
It's about
love language. Yep. Yeah.
And so, like, how you like to be loved. What does that mean? And my favorite gifts. Words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service. Crap, which one am I missing? I'm always missing
quality
one.
Quality time.
Yeah, those are it.
When is it appropriate to ask that question?
I don't ask that question because of what I do, so I never know when it's okay because I don't want people to think that I'm just kind of being a therapist on them.
Is it okay to ask it in bed? You can be like, hey, Emma, I want to know, what is your love language? How should I love you, girl? Tell me.
That's definitely going to get you kicked out of the bed. Like, no joke.
Okay. I ask on the second or third date,
mm-hmm.
first date sometimes, if it comes. Did you hear?
You know what? It's like freaking October, and I get freaked out in October so easily, so I don't like that.
You don't like random...
I've been having nightmares this whole month, and I don't know if it's because I'm in a transition time or it's because, like, it's Halloween, but, like, I've been having just nightmares.
There could be a ghost in your apartment.
Please don't say that.
It's not real. Okay, I take that back. Think of love languages.
I've been, like, locking everything up, like, twice. Like, I get so paranoid in this stupid month. I really hate Halloween. I'm sorry, you guys. I do. I just hate being scared.
But you like scary movies, though.
No, I don't.
Haunted houses?
Mm-mm.
Freddy Krueger?
Nope. I don't like being scared. I don't like being scared.
Pumpkin beer?
Is it, like... pumpkin juice from, like, Harry Potter world?
Yeah, it could be.
Then sure.
Oh, you like that stuff. Okay.
Sorry, you guys. His Alexa freaked me out right now.
Okay.
I can't.
So how you like to be loved, which is talking about the love languages. I ask all the time.
Yeah. And it's also helpful because it lets you know, like, what you're doing and, like, how you need to do things differently for someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a great conversation. Starter or it's a way you can just kind of get deeper into maybe if you'd like to date this person.
Yeah.
Or how to date this person.
Mm-hmm.
I asked this question the other day to somebody.
Oh
yeah. And she gave me she knew she gave me quality time was number one, and we talked about it for like a good 30 minutes.
And if you're ever invited to one of our wine parties, we are more than likely to take out bring out my iPad and hand it to you and make you take the stupid quiz. So
yeah.
You're welcome.
We'll take quizzes. We'll play the sexual number partner game.
No, we won't. That's from a previous podcast. We will not be doing that.
Okay. What's next?
Share any sexual health concerns, like have you missed a period, which, you know, even if you have protected sex, even if you wear a condom or you're like on birth control, like things could happen.
Yeah.
And so like being like open about that. And then guys, if the girl is going to open up about it, like, I understand that you're freaking out, but becoming upset with her is not helpful.
So they're saying here that I guess you've been dating a little bit and oops, I missed my period.
Right.
And don't hide it, share it.
Right. The other thing is like if you have a herpes flare up, like if you have genital herpes, like opening up about that. And this, like for me, like working with couples, like sharing this is rather important because you don't want to keep your partner in the dark. It really reminds me of Forgetting Sarah Marshall when, oh my gosh, what's his name? Russell Brand's character.
Bullshit.
I forget what his name is. And like he tells the ex-boyfriend that he's had herpes and sleeping with, you know, Sarah Marshall because they were having an affair while he was with her. Or she was with him, and he's like, this whole time, like, you've had herpes, and he was like, I haven't had any flare-ups.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, it's still transmittable, though. So, anyways, open up about that, because your partner has the right to know, and needs to be the one that, like, makes that choice of, like, do I want to have sex with you, knowing this information?
Yeah,
for right? sure. Because there's ways to be preventative about it, so. Mm-hmm. Sexual health, and wear condoms. Sexual health,
yeah, for sure.
Yes, okay. Old relationship baggage, and I wrote down like, but share what is helpful with this.
Okay.
So you don't have to like share everything that's happened in the past. I don't think that that is what we're saying or what this article is saying. I do think that you need to maybe point out the things that like were important that happened that you think are influencing you at the moment.
I think, old relationship baggage. So maybe if you were abused, is that what she's talking about?
I think abuse, or if you had like a pattern like of people that did certain things. It doesn't have to necessarily be abusive, but just like a pattern that will just like cost you, you know, to have a certain reaction.
Yeah. Or what else? Maybe you've been in, maybe you were divorced.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the easy one.
I do like that she added, like, whatever the issue may be, telling your partner about it will help them support you and understand whenever something might be triggering. And so I think that that's the important piece. I was like, if you're going to share, then you also need to be able to know, like, how you can be supported through that.
Gotcha. I was in a relationship. The last one. And I didn't tell her that I was engaged previously.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, does it...
She didn't need to know.
Right?
No, she didn't need to know.
I mean, and this
so
was...
So she doesn't know to this day that you were engaged
She found out through a friend, probably one of my idiot friends that were, like, drunk.
Idiot friend?
No, a different idiot friend. A drunken stupor. And I guess that's... It depends on what's important to the person. But for me, it happened, this was like when I was 22 and I didn't know what I was doing and I was like, oh, let's get married. And we did, and we didn't get married, but we got engaged and it didn't happen, but she got so mad. Oh my gosh. Like we were fighting for like 4 months straight.
She also overreacted a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
And held it over my head. She's like, you never told me. And I'm like, well, to me it was insignificant, but
yes. However, I gotta say, like, it's like being engaged before and then being in a relationship is such like a double-edged sword, in all honesty, because had you told me like maybe when we started getting exclusive, like it would have made me like feel insecure too. Like I'll be very honest about that. Like I probably would have questioned, like, so what is that like in terms of commitment, like, what does that mean to you? What does that say about me? And so, like, I would internalize that. And so it's such a double-edged sword. Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, kind of a deal.
Yeah, now I just bring it up all the time. I'm like, oh, good. Like, on dates, I'm like, oh, I was engaged one time. Because You know, at your 30s, people have been divorced most likely or been engaged before. So it's not as
I still have zero engagement. So
okay.
Well, zero engagement, zero babies.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, depending on the the perspective.
So okay. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Other people don't.
Okay. Continue.
Anxieties and insecurities, and this is one that like I totally relate to. If you're like ever anxious or insecure about like the current state of the relationship, I think it's helpful to let your partner know. And so I like how they call the beginning of the relationship the honeymoon stage, where I call it kind of like your rose-colored lens stage, where everything's fine, everything's perfect. Oh my gosh, he's perfect. Oh my gosh, she's perfect.
We're in love.
We're going on dates. It's perfect.
Helicopter dates.
We're going to be together forever. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Sex is great and frequent and often.
Yep.
And daily.
Sure.
And in the morning and at night.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't it hurt eventually?
I mean, eventually, but it's, you know, but it's the whole like honeymoon stage. You just cannot get off each other.
Right. And so I think we're just sort of caught up in like the fantasy of things that we don't take time to think about. Like, so what are you actually worried about in the relationship or worried about with yourself? Like, what are your insecurities? Like, what are you anxious about? Like, what are some of the misunderstandings that you guys are having? I think these are important things to talk about because it also like kind of guides the relationship and it doesn't like lead anyone on.
Yeah.
Which is not something that I did in my last relationship.
You didn't. Oh, you didn't like talk to him about it.
Yeah. It wasn't until like midway through to the end that I did.
Well, what was it? Was it like, what are we? You know, why aren't we?
Yes, it was like the what are we? Why aren't we? Why haven't we? Why haven't we? Why haven't we?
Why haven't you? What?
Like, why haven't we like moved forward? Like, we're very stagnant. Like, you won't say like I'm your girlfriend, and I'm wanting like I want to say I'm your like you're my boyfriend. It was like this. Oh my gosh, it was so frustrating because it was like, well, I'm okay, perfectly okay where we are right now. Like, why do we have to put a label on it?
That is like textbook. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unsure.
There's a lot of red flags, and so part of me was just like, after a while, a very long while, it was done.
Okay. Good. I'm glad it's done. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you.
Gosh.
Where the good Lord split
you. What is so funny is that, like, very lately, people have been asking about him.
Really?
Yeah, very recently.
Is this on Facebook or, like, text or something?
No, it's been, like, in person with people. Or people make comments of, like, I'm so glad you're not with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With
Antonio Banderas?
Yes, Antonio Banderas, my best friend.
Wow.
Totally set that.
Well, but you never went out with him. Like, as, like, in public, did you? Or no?
We would with, like, my sister and her friends, kind of.
Yeah.
I was really weird about it because it was kind of like people knew that I wanted the title and they knew he didn't want to give me the title. And so, like, I was very, like, cautious of, like, how to act and react around him in public because people knew that. And so, like, I was trying to, like, protect, like, my image in the relationship.
Gotcha.
And so, like, in private, like, it would blow up.
So you were unsure about where the relationship was going, and that caused anxiety.
Yeah. And it made me very insecure, too. I won't deny that.
So what was the lesson you learned there?
That if I'm not getting my way, get out.
Bam. get your stuff and go.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, here's one that you're going to like, Zorik.
Oh, my gosh. What is it? Tell me. I want to hear it.
Share your sexual fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
There it goes.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about this for like 5 hours.
Yep. We need to have Mary back again.
I was thinking the same thing. Where is our sex therapist?
She is in her at her home, most likely.
So.
With her beautiful dogs.
When do you,
husband.
I'm trying to talk about sex right now, and
I'm deflecting. Penis.
Taint. So when is
Oh my god.
When is it appropriate to talk about your sexual fantasy? Is this like only in the bedroom?
It depends.
Don't give me the therapist answer.
It depends.
I want a concrete answer.
I don't think there's a concrete answer.
So like at the baseball game.
If that's what you want to talk about at the baseball game, then sure.
Hey babe, what's your favorite position?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm trying to figure out for myself, when is it the best time to talk about sex?
When have you spoken about sex in the past before, Zorik?
Oh, you're being a therapist now. Let me think.
You want to put me under the spotlight? I'll do it right to you, too.
Usually it's like in the moment of sex. It's not like not. It's not like we're sitting on the couch watching the Iron Fist or Real Housewives. No, because it's just like it's not sexy to talk about sex while
watching
Netflix.
And so then you guys do have sex, and then like afterwards, like something happens. Like, do you share that in the moment, or do you wait to see her in person?
I shared in the moment because I'm like a words of affirmation guy, and I'm so people tell me I might be a two, a helper. Right?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I'm helping my partner.
Which is really interesting that Julianne said that to us like a few like podcasts ago, where she said that you could be a two, but then she said to me that like we can caretake.
Courtney, right?
No. Was it Courtney that told you? Courtney, okay, so Courtney told you it too, but then Julianne told me that like I like three's caretake to keep up with the image. And so I'm wondering, like, I feel like we're both threes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both true threes. I just said that slowly so I wouldn't mess up. And so you think that like if it's like part of like what we have to do, like we'll do it. Like we'll caretake if it's like part of like our image in the moment.
I guess.
Yeah.
So
anyway, went off on a tangent.
So if we're at a coffee shop, can you talk about sex at a coffee shop? You can talk about sex anywhere.
Yeah.
Like there's no place.
I talk about sex anywhere except this podcast with you.
We're talking about sex right now. So what if you're on a date and a guy was like, hey, Emma, what's your favorite position?
Thank you so much for the coffee.
you wouldn't even talk about it?
No, I'm really weird about when I talk with sex with someone.
Mm, okay. So maybe you would wait till you're exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would talk about like mm-hmm. positions and how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
And frequency.
What about you, Zorik? When do you start talking about it? I know you said, like, how soon in the relationship do you start talking
about
sex?
It's on my profile. Just kidding. It's not on my profile. That'd be too forward. I'm a little bit more old-fashioned with that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. How so, Zorik? How are you old-fashioned?
I just, you
what
know.
What does that mean?
I wait to talk about sex until the sex happens.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just don't talk about sex, period. Ever. Right? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you spoke sex with a friend?
Yesterday.
I got you. You're deflecting, and then you tell
I like
us the
talking
truth.
About sex in private, okay?
Okay. What were you talking about, though, about the sex? Let's start with who was it? Tell me now. I'm kidding.
I hate that you know all of, like, most of my friends now. I really do. It sucks. I'm shunning you for a while from my social circle.
Was it
anybody? Who
wants anybody?
To replace Zorik as my new best
Excuse
guy
me.
Friend?
Excuse me. I'm asking a question. Has that person been on the podcast? Yes or no? Blink once. Blink once for yes, two for no.
I can't see you. Anyway, So you know, part of the reasons why people like don't talk about them in private, like for me, it's not that I'm embarrassed by it. I'm not like, no, I take it back.
You
I am
are.
Embarrassed to talk about it on here. And part of it, honestly, is like, I worry that my mom's going to listen to it one day. Or someone's going to tell my mom about something. And, like, the last thing that I want to do is have a sex conversation with my mom. Like, that is the last thing I want to do. That's why I tend to avoid it. It's because I always worry about, like, what if my mom finds out somehow?
Ooh.
You know?
That you're a freak.
What if my mom finds out something that, like, my mom's old school. Like, my mom is legit old school.
My mama.
Uh-huh. And so...
I mean, that's honestly like what stops me. If my mom was more like Mary, the sex therapist we had, I talk about sex all the time, but my mom is conservative. And so therefore, publicly, I am conservative too. So in private, whether sober or not sober, I talk about sex all the time.
I think you do talk about sex all the time. You just, you know, choose not to share it here, like you said.
Yep.
And I'm trying to pry it out of you like a dentist prying out a tooth. And you're saying no. The reason why I'd like to talk about sex is because what if we're incompatible? What if she likes bondage, but I'm not into bondage? What if she's really into feet and I'm into hands? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you just can't, not everyone is compatible with each other.
Right. That's very true. And the other part sometimes, and I think that we need to remember this really, sometimes like there, like no one wants to have sex, or one of the partners like doesn't want to have sex. There's just no need for it. There's no desire. They're just not in the mood. And if that happens, it's okay.
It's okay. There are other ways you can masturbate.
There's toys. There's hands. Yeah. I mean, stuff happens.
Vibrators.
And instead of allowing it to be a negative like thing on your relationship, like this is where it's important to open up and kind of like work through it and past it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's like, it's a wave. It comes and goes. It is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one is financial worries.
Is that awkward? Goodness.
What?
Go ahead.
Financial worries, any financial difficulties that you have, like a lot of debt, bad credit. And so if you're dating someone and this is something that like you think your partner needs to know, then you definitely need to share that, because if you guys get engaged or if you're like getting married, like the finances become one and lifestyles are gonna change to accommodate like debt.
I think this is like, you have to be in a relationship exclusive, because I don't want to just be saying, I make this much money. Oh, I have this much in debt. I have this much in my 401k. So I would be wary about sharing it too early. But also, if you're exclusive and you see that it's going in the right direction, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say you don't share this right away.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And oh my gosh. A lot of people talk to me about this, but a lot of men share their financial history on the first date and they lead with their money. Guys, don't lead with your money because you're compensating for something else.
A small penis?
A very small penis. I think we've had some guests on the show talk about how they were on dates where the man would talk about is, we had a guest, I think it was 2 weeks ago, talking about that.
Mm.
It was off recording, but it's just tacky, guys. So don't talk about money until it's serious. Okay. The next one, Emma.
So now we move on to things that like can remain private, so we don't have to share the following things. Your sexual history.
Oh, here we go again.
And experiences.
Why did you pause? You're like, oh no. We're going to talk about this again. Yeah, so like asking about how many partners.
You're under no obligation share how many sexual partners you have. I think anytime that I hear someone like say or ask like how many sexual partners you have, I'm just like, this is going to be a disaster. Someone's going to end up getting upset with someone. Someone's going to end up fighting with someone. It is never a good idea.
Yeah. You know, I read some stat the other day. The average number of sexual partners a person has in their lives is 7.
Hmm.
Yeah. But there was also one that it like chronicled this guy. I think it was a basketball player, but he's had like thousands of people. It's crazy. Hmm. Maybe we can talk about it sometime.
Sure.
You probably wouldn't like that. But anyways, it's interesting. Okay, So,
you know what? I really love this line here. I'm going to read it to you. It says, it really doesn't matter how many people you've slept with or what you did with them. If you'd prefer to keep it all private, feel free.
Yeah. Keep it private if you want to. But if you're open about it, then talk about it. But I also think it's kind of tacky, just like with the money.
Yeah. Thing. I mean, and again, like sharing every single encounter you have, like how is this going to be beneficial to the relationship? Is it setting you up for a disaster? And like 90% of the time, it's setting you up for a disaster.
It is. Because there's no end goal. It's just like, you're right. Someone's going to get mad. Or if it's too high, someone might get offended. Or if it's too low, someone might get offended. It's just, there's no winners in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next.
The next one is past slip-ups and failures. And so, like if something went wrong in your past, you can. However, like again, you don't have to share if you don't want to.
So failed businesses, flunking out of college. I find it like those are good stories. Except for, well, I'm like in the business world, so I think my stories are kind of cool because it's. You know, I think it's okay to share your failures. Why not? Because.
I don't fail.
You don't fail?
Mm-mm. Oh, never.
I fail all the time.
Never have I ever failed.
What does Steve Jobs say? Fail fast?
And now I fail all the time, actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not a failure. I just fail.
Yeah. But I... See, Emma never fails. And I fail. And...
You feel or you fail?
I fail. I feel that I fail. Frequently. But share what you want to share. On this one.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
The last one, which I have been guilty of.
What's the whole point of number 8 again? Just like if you, maybe you failed, you dropped out of high school or college.
Well, I think it's like things that don't impact your present situation.
But I would want to know that. Like if my partner.
For what purpose?
I just want to know everything about you.
Why?
Because I do.
Why?
Because it's just, I want to know your story.
How does it help?
Because it could be like a rags to riches thing. It could be, it'll tell me if like you have grit or you're persistent or.
Will you use it against me later?
No, heck no.
Okay.
I will support you.
Cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I will share.
Please.
Cool.
Number 9.
Your initial thoughts about your partner. So how maybe like you weren't interested in them, how you thought they were annoying.
Well, there have been some annoying people that I've met in the past. Mm-hmm. But it's like quirks, right? Like you meet somebody and you think, oh, can I get over that? And can I still date her? Because she does this or she does Y or mm-hmm. she does X.
Yeah. So the ex that I spoke about, like, the recent one, he told me that the first time he met me, he thought it was so annoying. And I laughed at him and I told him that I felt the same thing about him, too. I thought he was so annoying.
Oh, like, and I just, like in general?
I was like, I like hated you from the moment I met you. And he's like, are you serious?
Oh my gosh. And then what happened? You guys broke down that barrier.
And then, he like flirted his way into my heart somehow.
Oh, he did, huh? Uh-huh. He told you some.
He didn't find me annoying anymore because he was sober. Oh. He was hungover the first time he met me.
Oh my gosh. I think when I'm hungover, everything annoys me.
And so, like, I was annoyed because he, like, arrived late to something. And I was like, how dare you be late? Like, this is my event and you're ruining it. You're not even invited. You know how I am about things.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And then.
That's it. That's my story. I'm done.
The last thing she says here is that attraction often grows after getting to know somebody, right? And so that's what happened in your ex's case, you guys.
Yep.
You didn't like each other at first, and then you guys got to the end goal, and then you guys broke up.
And then we broke up, and then that was it. And a year and a half were wasted.
Yeah. I think No, it wasn't wasted. Don't say that.
I don't know what lesson I was supposed
you
to learn.
You learned
yet.
A lot in your relationship.
I still don't know what I learned.
You learned to listen to your friends.
A year and a half later.
You learned to listen to your friends. You learned that you shouldn't. If you don't get what you want, then leave that motherfucker. Leave him. Cool. Leave him, Emma.
Cool.
And so with this article, I learned that you can just pick and choose what you want to share. But I think timing is important.
Timing is very important.
Very important. You shouldn't like tell them. If a guy was on a first date with you, Emma, and he was like straight up like, this is what I like. I like sex every day. You'd be like weirded out.
I wouldn't be weirded out.
Or I'm a foot fetish guy. It would be, my point is it's too early.
Yes, it's too early. Yeah. And then that means that I have to disclose like my like stuff and yeah.
Yeah. Baggage. Don't talk about baggage for sure. Don't talk about that. I wouldn't. Okay. Well, I think that's it.
That's all we have. Yeah. What did I learn?
What did you learn, Emma?
I learned that this is like very opposite on my other one, but maybe I do need to like start talking on dates instead of like always just listening. Cause that's what I tend to do. Cause I worry that like people are going to think, oh, she's a therapist and she won't like shut up. So I'm always like, what about you? Tell me more about you. Mm-hmm. Never enough about me.
Yeah. But the guy should be able to ask you questions. And
yeah. I always deflect and put it back on him.
Oh, we'd be a terrible date if you and I went on a date. Cause I'm always asking questions. Like even here.
Yeah.
You know, jeez. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I think that's all we have, Emma, for today.
Yeah. That's all we have. I'm Halloween. Needs to hurry up and get over with.
Yeah. I love the cooler weather, though. Weather.
I'm not happy about it. I'm wearing my Harry Potter sweatshirt.
She is.
Because it's cold.
It's not that cold. But it is compared to 110 degrees.
It's 67 degrees. That's freaking cold for me.
That's cold for where we live. But okay. That's all we have for today.
That is all we have for today. Sorry, guys. We just like keep
talking about October. Stuff. Yeah. So if you want to find us, you can find us on iTunes and Instagram and all that. If you have any questions or concerns, shoot us an email at hello@datepodcast.com. And that's it. So
that's
we'll
all
see you guys
have.
Later.
I know.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.